Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you wait to believe you're healed till you see you're healed, it's too late for faith. Abraham, the God of Abraham, Romans 4:17 says, calls those things that be not as though they were. Amen? So what were they doing by their actions? Were they not calling their bodies healed? Were they not acting like this is our day of cleansing? Even though the leprosy is still there, the lesions are still there, the paralysis and the insensitivity is all still there. They might be dragging a foot along. They might be, you know, having bandages to hold their skin on, that kind of. But they said, this is it. This is our healing day. They didn't sit up there and cry, well, Lord, if you'll heal us, then we can go. If you'll touch us. And he didn't touch them. How many believe there's healing in the Word?
Amen.
There's healing in the words of the Lord. Go show yourself to the priest. Well, now, what are you going to do? You're either going to argue and fuss and talk about what you still feel and talk about the test, or you're going to say, this is it. I'm healed. Before you see it, before you feel it, one minister said, a lady looked at him and said, well, now, I'm not going to say I've got something I can't feel. Well, then you're going to do without. You got to believe that you're saved no matter what you feel. Right? You got to believe He's washed your sins away no matter what you feel. We're saved by grace through faith. And you got to believe you're healed even though the pain is there, the problems are there, the tests are there. When are you going to believe you're healed? When? There's got to be a point where before you see and feel, you say, this is it. God's heard my prayer. I believe I've received. Not I feel it, not I see it. I believe I take it. And so it's mine. I call my body healed. And so he went, they started down the road to present themselves for examination. With their sores and their lesions and dragging their dead foot. Where are you going, lepers? Going to the priest so he can examine us and put us back in. You better not go to the priest. We're going to the priest. Why? Jesus said go. So here we go. Why go? You ain't healed. If Jesus says go, go. What happened? As they obeyed, acting like they were cleansed, acting like they had a right to go see the priest, acting like it was done, changes started happening in their body. After they started acting on the Word. Faith is an act. Faith without works is dead, you know the Bible said. Acting on the Word, the pain began to go away. Skin began to change. Could feel that foot for the first time in 3 years. Oh, don't you imagine there begin to be some praising on that road. Oh, hey, my side has changed. And the other guy said, my foot has changed. The other guy said, my head is clean. It's clean. There's no scab there anymore. And the other guy said, oh man, I can feel my hand. I can feel my hand. As they went, they were healed. So they were able by the time they got to the priest. How many times I've seen that? The Lord told us to start a church in Branson. We didn't look like a church. We didn't feel like a church. Where's the money? We couldn't see it. We couldn't feel it. But as we went. As you go. Everybody say, as you go. As you go. As you go. So these guys showed up to the priest. He was able to examine them. He was able to pronounce them clean. These men were reinstated to society. One of them, come a running back to Jesus. Hallelujah. He came a running back. The Bible said as they went, they were cleansed. They were cured. And one of them, verse 15, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice, one says at the top of his voice, he wasn't quiet about it. He glorified God. He fell down on his face at his feet. He's not too proud, is he? Giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Now the Samaritans were despised by the Jews that lived by them in those days. Jesus, answering, said, were there not 10 cleansed? Well, now how'd he know there were 10 cleansed? He says, well, he knows all things. No, he's not operating in omniscience as God. The Bible said he laid aside his mighty weight and power and glory. He could have known by the word of knowledge. But I submit to you something else. I believe Jesus was a faith man. Walked by faith. Amen? He very well could have known supernaturally. Well, so he's the Son of God. He knew everything. No, go back and study the Scriptures. Yes, he was the Son of God, but the Bible says he emptied himself. He asked people questions many times. There are times it said he knew. But how did he know? Well, the Holy Ghost can cause you to know something too. And of course, he walked in a higher degree of it than most people. He had all the anointings combined. He was the whole body of Christ on the earth in one man. Amen. Bible said he had the Spirit without measure. So he was likely higher developed than you would be in that area. But suffice it to say, he's not operating as God. He's not operating. People preach that way. You know, Jesus, he cleansed the lepers. He raised the dead. Why? Because he's God. He walked on the water. Why? Because he's God. He is God. That's not how he did it. Did you hear me? He did all those things as a man. A man. And so here, we're not 10 cleansed. He very well could have known, supernaturally, known it. But at the same time, ministers take note of this. I do this. If I minister to 12 people, or 100 people, or there's been times when I've laid hands on people for 4 hours in a row. I don't know how many people there were. And I don't know their hearts. But I know this. As far as I'm concerned, they're healed. If I hear from them, or if I don't hear back from them, as far as I'm concerned, they're healed. Amen. I believe healing was ministered to them. I believe they received. Now, I know they have a part to play in it, but unless they prove to me they didn't receive, I'm expecting. Amen. That's the way you should be. Anytime you pray, anytime you believe. He said, were there not 10? There's not found that returned to give glory to God except a stranger, this foreigner. One translation says, one of another race. You know what an indictment. That the covenant people that had so much to be thankful for were the least grateful. And here a foreigner and a stranger is the most thankful. We must not become jaded as Christians to all the good things God is doing for us. We must cultivate thanksgiving every day. Stir it up. I mean, the Bible just reiterates this over and over again. It talks about in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The Bible said, let us offer up the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. And when the conversation lulls, when you don't know what to say, say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It ought to be coming out of your mouth all the time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God does something great for you, give thanks. Don't hide it. Well, we just... Why were those 9? Why didn't they come back? Why weren't they thankful? You know, I've seen this. I've seen God bail people out. I've seen God heal people. And then them turn around and go, well, it went into remission. Well, yeah, that happens when you get healed. Well, no, you know, I guess, you know, this happens sometimes. And don't want to give God the glory. Well, yeah, I forgot about that other thing, you know, and that man owed me money and he came and paid me and I was able to do it. Yeah? That's not a reason to give God thanks? Well, you know, this job came up and I was able to get it and I made money and I got paid. So, I mean, I earned the money. I don't get your point. No. You ought to be thanking God. Amen. Is that right?
Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying? People rationalize and they reason away and they don't give God the glory. They act like it would have just happened some way anyhow. No, no, no. I'm telling you, this old boy is not that stupid. I know when something turns out right for Keith, God is helping Keith out. And I want God to keep helping Keith out. So I'm going to give him the glory. I'm going to give him thanks. Amen. I mean, let the Lord know and tell other people what God did for you. And this man stood up with a loud voice. Jesus, heal me. Oh, he's one of those. Yes, he is. One of those healed lepers. Jesus saved me from losing my house. Jesus saved me. He saved me. Oh, it's one of those. Goes over to that faith church, I bet. That's right. One of those that still got his house. You watch this now. You're not ashamed to give God the glory. You're not ashamed to praise God. He won't be ashamed to step in for you. Move for you. Change things for you. Heal you. Deliver you. He said it, didn't he? If you're ashamed of me and my words before men, I'll be ashamed of you before the Father. He said those words. I'm not ashamed of Him. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of healing. I'm not ashamed of faith. I'm not ashamed of prosperity. Amen. I'll tell anybody. I won't whisper. I'm not ashamed. Y'all believe in that healing? Yes, we do. Yes. Y'all believe God still does miracles? Oh, we believe it and we know it. We believe it and we experience it. Y'all speak in tongues? Yeah, you want to hear? We don't know about all that. Yeah, but we do. And we give God the glory and we give Him all the praise. Amen. I'm telling you, it's those who are bold to act on the Word who get miracles. Those are who it is. He looked at the man. He said, arise. Get up and go on your way, William says. Your faith has brought you recovery. Your faith has made you whole. Is it still happening today that people's faith can make them whole?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Ten Lepers, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1024. That's R-1024. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me the victory.